And we're on the phone with Lana Steinhaus and Karen Senkis from the Chippewa County Health Department. We're just catching up here this morning about sharing our weekend stories and everything. And everybody seemed to have a nice, enjoyable weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah, certainly did.
And let's start, since we didn't have David John on yesterday. He's kind of gone now to a every other week update from the hospital. Can you guys give us an update where we are on numbers right now?
We can. So this is countywide.
Mm-hmm.
We are currently standing at 1,656 total cases.
Mm-hmm.
Of those cases, 1,236 are in recovery. We're actively monitoring 59 cases, which means they're not in that total recovery phase yet, and we're still doing daily contacts or contacts with them a couple times a week. And then our death count in Chippewa County increased to 18 early to mid last week, so we're still holding at that. The positivity rate for testing has come down. We're at 3.7% positivity, which is really good. Last week we were still hanging around the upper 5% into 6%. So we're starting to see a downward trend. One thing that we are watching, though, Lake State students have returned to campus. I believe they started coming in late last week and over the weekend. I believe they're resuming a lot of classes in person beginning today.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to keep our eye on that. Anytime there's a change in the makeup of our community, you know, there's always a potential for an increase in cases. So,
yeah, especially with those students, like, you know, being out of town and then coming back into town, you're right?
Correct. And we've been, since the beginning of COVID, we've been working very closely with Lake State University. Michael Beasley is the dean of students, and he and his team have been just wonderful. We pretty much assigned one case manager to that university so that we can track those cases pretty closely, and we're in frequent communication with Mike and his team. So we're pretty aware of what's going on campus. They actually have some measures in place for quarantine and isolation for students. So we'll just keep an eye on it, and hopefully we won't see too much of an increase with the students returning.
Do we have an idea of hospitalizations right now? Do we know how many are in the hospital? You know, Dave,
as of last Friday, there were four.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. We don't have the update yet.
Okay.
Usually, one of our staff members usually gets that information, but I don't think she has it quite yet.
Yeah, I know the last time we talked to David John from the hospital, he was happy that that it had gone down. And at one point, it was like 22 or something in the hospital, and they were getting a little concerned, as I'm sure you were as well. But that seemed like it didn't last very long, and it kind of went back down, and it got into a little bit more manageable number there at the hospital. So.
Right. And I know that their capacity, if anyone is looking at that Michigan Safe Start map and they're looking at the hospital capacity percentage, and David's probably explained this, that capacity reflects overall capacity. So if the hospital is doing surgeries, it's going to look like there's not as many beds available, but that capacity doesn't reflect all of COVID cases in the hospital.
Right. Yeah, and he's explained that because I have no clue, so I always ask. I always come from it from the layman's standpoint. It's like, I don't understand any of this, so please, you know, dumb it down for me a little bit so I can understand it. So, and I think a lot of people are like that because they hear these numbers thrown out, you know, and they don't maybe really understand what they actually mean. So,
right.
So you're feeling. I mean, the positivity rate. That's positive. What was the high? Do we know what the high was at one point? It seemed like at one point we were much higher than that 3.6 or whatever you just said.
Oh yeah, we were around. I think at one point like 6.97%. I mean, it had gotten up there.
Yeah,
I believe, and it may have even touched higher than that. But it obviously has come down, and we are glad to see that. Of course,
right. So obviously a lot of people are chomping at the bit to get the vaccine and everything now that there's a couple of them out there, and it sounds like there's another one that's close to being approved as well. I think it's a Johnson & Johnson one that's I heard there's only one shot as opposed to two, which I would imagine for you guys would be way easier than having to, you know, call everybody back for a second dose there. But
right.
Where are you at as far as vaccines? Have you gotten any more in? Are you getting more appointments going on there?
We received word late Friday that we will be getting another shipment this week. We still have a waiting list of more than 800 people, so we're still working through that. But depending on how much we actually receive, we may be opening up our lines again for more scheduling. I don't want to put too much information out there yet until we actually have the vaccine in our hands.
Right.
Just in case something happens to our shipment. But we are anticipating more clinics happening by the end of this week and into next week.
And, you know, we have been working through our list of people that did call or had submitted an online registration. So we've actually, that number has come down significantly from where it was a week and a half ago. Last week, for example, our staff every day scheduled appointments, and we're still doing critical infrastructure employees, and that will continue for some time. So concurrently with the 65 and older population, we're doing both right now. We managed to do, I think it was 700, a little more than 700 vaccines in our office last week alone. So our staff are certainly pushing through the vaccines that we do have available. It's just, unfortunately, there's only so much vaccine and there's only so many people that can do it within our own clinic setting. So, but we are moving quickly, and actually we're doing very well compared to other parts of the state.
So we're hearing a lot of stuff, and you guys are using the Moderna vaccine, right?
We are actually using both.
Okay.
We receive Moderna, but then we receive Pfizer from the hospital.
Okay, that's right. That's right, because they had some extra, because there was, extra doses in each of the vials, I guess, that they discovered. And so instead of five, there were six doses. And so that kind of increased the total amount that they had, right?
Well, that as well as the state is really hoping that local health departments work with hospitals. Hospitals can usually secure a larger number of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
But then health departments are pretty much the conduit to get that out to those priority populations and people that qualify. So we've been working in partnership. If War Memorial can order more vaccine than we can,
mm-hmm.
that's not the arrangement. They will place the order, and then they redistribute it to us. And actually, our clinics that we've been doing for the last 2.5-3 weeks have been pretty much based upon the Pfizer vaccine that we're getting from the hospital.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a great partnership.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the way you want it to work, right?
Exactly. So, and you know, if War winds up getting a lot of vaccine, we'll work pretty quickly and pretty hard to get a larger clinic set up. So if we have, you know, if all of a sudden we need to set up a clinic, we might be calling you, Mark, in order to get the word out to the public of how to schedule or where to go.
That's fine.
Because sometimes it can, you know, that distribution can change literally overnight. So
here's an interest, and to me, because it seems like this is just an amazing, and you guys, I don't know, I'll ask your opinion on it, but just the undertaking of doing this is, to me, on the outside looking in, is pretty amazing. Is it to you guys too, or?
Amazing and exhausting all at once.
I was going to say, forget the exhausting in there. You're moving very quickly. Although a lot of things that we've done in the past, the drive-through clinics that we've done, the mass flu clinics with area partners throughout the county, these trial runs, while they were good in the past, they certainly have shown us what we can do, how fast we can set things up, and how well we can work with everybody. And it's amazing how, really honestly, how well our community does work together, the various organizations. And even right now, we're working with War, but in the background, there are other partners that, you know, are waiting for us. And when we do need the ability to set up a big clinic, they are available to do that. So some of the things we actually learned that we've trial practiced in the past is actually proving itself to be a good thing, and has the good and the bad and what we can do quickly. So,
and
I think we remind ourselves, you know, those of us working in the thick of this, it is exhausting, but we have to remind ourselves that this is the largest vaccine distribution in history.
Right.
So when you think of it like that, it's like, okay, I guess we're, you know, all the confusion is warranted and just the ups and downs that we face. But I think the bottom line is we are getting vaccine out there. And by we, I mean the nation as a whole, the state as a whole. Everyone who's receiving vaccine is doing their best to get it out there to the people that qualify right now.
We're talking to Karen Sankus and Lana Steinhaus from the Chippewa County Health Department. We hear in the news a lot, guys, that that there's the government is holding back the vaccine. Is that true? Is there a problem? Is there a bottleneck somewhere in getting the vaccine distributed to the local health departments around the country? Is there a hold up, or is that just political speak? I don't know.
Well, we really don't know. I know that we get ours from the state, so they get theirs from the federal level. So really, it is a trickle down, but we have no idea who's right and who's wrong in this situation or what's the truth. So we just keep putting our requests in for our vaccine every week and hope for the best and hope that we get our distribution. So we've been doing good with that, actually. I know that it's not as much as we always hope to get, but thankfully, as Karen had mentioned, the hospital, it has been able to get quite a few doses. So that has allowed us to continue having the clinics we've been holding in-house.
What about the other medical, the tribal health, Sioux Tribe and Bay Mills? Are they also partners with you guys as far as getting more vaccines in to help get it distributed? Or are they just really relying on that to take care of their populations?
Well, I think both tribes in our area are expanding out. Once they vaccinate their tribal members, and they are able to set up their own priority populations, but for the most part, they have followed what the CDC and the state has initiated. But then they are expanding out. I think there's every intent that once they work through their tribal populations, that they will begin to vaccinate other community members. So I know, for example, Bay Mills Tribe is going to assist the health department. They'll assist us with getting some of the educators vaccinated in their area.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, they've been wonderful to work with as well, and are great partners.
And I guess it's just all hands on deck and everything. Everybody just, you know, we got to do what we got to do to get, you know, the county protected. And so whoever, you know, can get their hands on some vaccine, I guess, you know, tries to. And then it's all for the common good, right?
Right. Right.
Have you guys both had your second vaccine yet?
No. Mine will be this week. We'll see how that all goes through, but mine will be this week. So
we hear a lot of different things about people's you know, maybe having a reaction and maybe a stronger reaction to the second vaccine. What are you guys hearing about that?
We're hearing the same, and I don't think it matters whether it's the Moderna or the Pfizer at this point. But we are hearing that people that have had a real mild reaction to the first, they are experiencing a little more flu-like symptoms with the second, including a fever that lasts maybe a day,
mm-hmm.
and just that fatigue and that, you know, just that feeling of unwellness.
Yeah.
General malaise, fatigue, things like that.
And 'cause my wife had her second vaccine last week, and that's what happened to her. And she actually hated to do it. She called into work because she just was really, you know, she felt kind of nauseous and everything. But it only lasted, she said, like a half a day. She said by the middle of the later part of the day, she felt way better. So, and you
right.
know, she said, you know, don't tell people that it's, you know, that's a bad reaction, because we want people to get the vaccines, you know, and
right.
you know, and it's, even if it's just a little bit of a, you know, I guess I don't know how much different. I've never had a bad reaction to a vaccine, so I don't know if it's that's. Maybe something that maybe people have to the flu vaccine as well. But, you know, if it's a little bit of a wooziness for half a day, you're still, like you say, 95% protected from COVID, and we're getting closer to getting back to some semblance of normalcy, right?
Right. And, you know, that I usually compare it to the shingles vaccine, because I know a lot of people have a much more severe reaction to that second dose of their shingles mm-hmm. than they do to the first. So if anyone, and I think a lot of people that are 50 and older probably have had their shingles, so if they're coming in for their second COVID vaccine, it might be something similar to that.
So you see, you still got a list of about 800 people that have set up appointments, and you're not taking any more appointments now, right?
Not this second, but we are anticipating that within a day or two we'll be opening up our phone lines again, and we should be able to schedule into next week and possibly even the following week. So when we're ready to do that, we'll just maybe shoot you an email or a phone call so
sure.
you can get that out there.
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever we can do to help and everything. So right now, who are the people that are the priority right now in the community that you're getting through the process?
Well, we're still, we have actually teachers are still on that in that priority group. We've been working with critical infrastructure, water, sewer, electric, those types of organizations. And we, of course, 65 and older, but that's the thing. The group is such a large priority group that there are many people to vaccinate in it. And even within this priority group, once we move through the teachers, then we have to move down into different areas. Some might be transportation. There's a few different things we have to look at. So even prioritizing within the prioritizing group. But 65 and older will continue to stay in that group. They are probably one of the biggest groups within this section. So
right.
It will take us some time to get through everybody who wants it.
And people just got to be patient, right?
Yes, I know it's really difficult, but people do have to be patient. And I think I mentioned it last time. You know, if you know that you are not in one of those priority groups, please be really patient and don't make phone calls to see if you are eligible. Because if you are not 65 and up or in that essential infrastructure, we cannot give you the vaccine. We just can't.
Right.
So.
And like we said before, too, if you are in one of those essential businesses, and that list is on the CDC website, you know, anybody that's in the infrastructure that's considered an essential worker, even if you haven't been contacted yet, maybe start talking to your supervisors and everything and tell people who you know, I do want to get the vaccine or I don't want to get the vaccine, so that when the health department does call, you can say, okay, yeah, this is WSOO and there's 7 people that want to get vaccinated, you know, so.
Right.
And that kind of helps you with your planning, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, if we know the number before we start scheduling people from a specific organization, it helps us kind of be able to plan our day, number one, because we really can only get so many people through the door at a time. And then, of course, the amount of vaccine that we get on a weekly basis is dependent upon that as well.
And the other thing that I know, too, is because I've heard a couple people say that, you know, is just to be prepared that you guys might all of a sudden call somebody and say, hey, can you get down here in 15 minutes? Because, you know, we've got some vaccine that we got to get, you know, out to people, right?
Yes. And we are really trying to work off of the list that we have, the mm-hmm. current people that are in there. We don't, and it doesn't always work out that way, unfortunately, but we do not, we won't waste vaccine, absolutely cannot waste vaccine.
Sure.
So it depends. We do have people, for example, last week in our clinics, we had several no-shows. Then if we can't get more people in, we do end up having, or we have to go down a call list. It doesn't happen every day.
Right.
So it's not a guarantee that you're going to get a phone call if you're next on the list. But believe it or not, we've actually had no-shows, which is pretty disappointing when you realize that people were calling frantically to get an appointment and
right.
then they didn't bother to show up. So,
right.
Even with reminders, and we do send out reminders if someone has requested it, our system is set up to remind. So we just need people to, if you're coming, if you schedule an appointment, please come to the appointment. Don't schedule appointments across the board if you're eligible at Sioux Tribe or you're eligible at Bay Mills. And then, you know, I know people have tried to schedule, I know people are going downstate. Some places are allowing people to get their vaccine out of the county. For Chippewa County, most counties, we can't do that. You have to be a resident or work within Chippewa County in order to be, because we get our allotment based on our county size.
Sure.
So it does make it a little more tricky, and I know people don't appreciate hearing that, but we do have to focus on our Chippewa County residents or those that work in Chippewa County.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's... I don't know when this is all going to be done, but I would imagine at some point you guys can maybe breathe a little sigh of relief and everything, and you know, because you guys have just been running full steam, you know, since, my gosh, it's almost been a year, you know, since this all started. You know, it's got to be like a blur.
Yeah, we were looking back at some. I was looking back at some notes from last January, February, and we had one of our first calls with the state about this. This potential virus, you know, coming into the United States in February, I believe, or maybe even December, right before Christmas.
Because we have, I'm the same way. I have a notebook. I'll have my notebooks right for over the past year, and because you go through them so fast. And one of them started back in January, and it hasn't stopped since.
Wow, that's amazing. It's. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just a note. I think most people probably saw the press release over the weekend that that new variant of the virus has
right.
been identified in Michigan.
Exactly.
So that's another reason, again, just because a vaccine is out doesn't mean that we can stop wearing the masks and stop taking all those precautions, because this variant appears to be much more contagious. And we just talked about how good our numbers are looking and that we're starting to see a downtrend. But again, we want to make sure people are using anything that they can to prevent the spread.
Absolutely. Keep wearing the mask. Keep washing your hands. Keep doing all the stuff that we all hate doing. You know,
okay.
We're going to get through this, but you got to, you know, do it now. And I can't believe that here we are all this time later. I still have to lecture people about wearing their masks, but
no,
but. It is what it
and
is.
And I just want to point out that I know, you know, we ask people to be patient, and I know it's getting frustrating. Nobody wants to hear that phrase anymore. Mm-hmm. It's been a few weeks, and we're already tired of saying it, and we know people are tired of hearing it.
Sure.
But, you know, anecdotally, I was reading something from downstate. Other health departments are struggling. One health department, they have the phone list, online registration. They have 12,000 people, 65 and older, on that list. They had 967 vaccines that they could schedule with. And so they said as soon as they opened up open it up for scheduling, they were filled. They said they're just dealing with, you know, people are angry and upset, and there's nothing they can, you know, there's no good way to go about this. We have to get the vaccine out in small doses. And I thought, oh, my gosh, 12,000 people on a wait list for 967 available vaccines. So, I mean, our numbers seem daunting to us. But 12,000 on a wait list would be extremely daunting.
Sure. Yeah, that's the frustrating part. I know, like, you guys want nothing more than to get this, you know, this shot out to people and everything, and you're doing the best you can with what you got. And I think that people have to just understand that. And, you know, and again, like you said, you hate to say it, but you're just going to have to be patient. You know, getting upset isn't going to make you get a shot any faster. So.
Right. And just one thing about our clinics, Lana had mentioned before that, you know, so we're always scheduling 65 and up. As long as we have the vaccine, there's always clinics carved out every day of the week for 65 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have other time slots carved out for essential workforce. So we're actually trying to address two very important groups at the same time.
Sure.
The size of our clinics also depends on our how many people we have to help run them. So we have enough vaccinators, but if there is anyone listening that's a retired nurse or a retired paramedic, an EMT, anyone with a background like that, we are looking for volunteers to help in our observation area. And that role is really just to keep an eye on people after they get their vaccine to make sure that they're not having a severe reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, if we have a large number of people that we have to observe, it's really difficult for one person, especially if they have to attend to someone that may not be feeling well.
Right.
So if anyone's interested, we did put a post on our Facebook page with an email address to send a note of interest if you fall into that category. But we are looking for people that actually can recognize a possible medical emergency and be able to act on it, or at least call someone in to help them assist.
And so that's all on the health department Facebook page. They can get all that information there, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Anything else you guys want to add?
I don't think so.
I think are we gonna try to do this again on Friday, you think, or?
Actually, Friday we're gonna have to move that. We could possibly record.
Okay.
If you want. We won't be able to on Friday.
Okay, well, we can figure it out. We can, if you don't feel that it warrants, you know, coming on to talk about anything, that's fine if you guys are busy. You guys have more pressing things to talk to the radio idiot, so.
This is a great avenue to get our information out. So
we
really appreciate the time.
Well, we appreciate the time from you guys as well. I know you're super busy, and I know the listener really does appreciate, you know, getting the information, you know, firsthand from you guys. So and again, if anybody has any questions for Dave, John, or Lana, or Karen, just send them to us on the Facebook, the WSO Facebook page, and next time they're on, we'll ask those questions to you, because I mean, I don't have all the questions, and there might be questions that people have that are more specific to what they want, and I'm happy to ask those questions to you guys. So.
Great.
All right. Well, we'll figure out what we want to do next. But have a great week, and hopefully you get the that shipment of vaccine in. You can get some more shots out here soon, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Karen Sankus and Lana Steinhaus joining us this morning here on 1230 WSOO.